Begin by finding a quiet space and allowing yourself to relax and reflect on the day ahead. Marcus admires the Pythagoreans who walked in solitude each morning and contemplated the stars and the rising sun at daybreak to remind them of their place in the vastness of the cosmos. Even if you're not able to watch the sun rise, you can pause to picture it happening in your imagination and contemplate the start of each day from this cosmological perspective. Each day begins with the sun rising, and this is how your time is measured, by the movements of vast bodies in the cosmos. You occupy a tiny corner of the universe, but you have the opportunity to expand your mind and contemplate the vastness of time and space. As Epictetus tells his Stoic students, imagine that you're entering a festival each day and preparing yourself to endure the rough and tumble, but also to appreciate the spectacle, while all the time accepting that soon it must all come to an end and that you must take nothing for granted. Take time now to plan your day ahead, calmly and with reason and wisdom. Think of the day ahead, the tasks you face, and what you would prefer to achieve, fate permitting. Next, imagine being thwarted by events and by people, and yet being able to accept these setbacks with equanimity and indifference. What's most important from a Stoic perspective is how you deal with life, not what external events happen to befall you. So imagine even the worst case scenario, and accept that it's possible everything will go wrong. However, remind yourself of the importance of your own attitude, whether or not your external plans succeed. Prepare yourself to meet adversity with as much practical wisdom as you can muster, with justice or fairness to others, and with self-discipline when it comes to any unruly emotions and desires. Epictetus says you should ask yourself what inner resources nature has armed you with to deal with such external events. How can you excel in your character and make the best use of whatever befalls you? You may also want to ask yourself what a Stoic sage or hero would do if faced with the same challenges. How would Socrates or Zeno deal with the situations you face, even if things went completely against your plans? How would other people you admire deal with similar setbacks? Anyone who exhibits virtue or strength of character, what can you learn from their example when preparing yourself for the day ahead? Obviously, it would take about 16 hours to mentally rehearse your entire day ahead perfectly, so you're going to have to abbreviate things and picture events in broad outline, maybe for another 5 or 10 minutes. Plan your day ahead as best you can from the perspective of Stoic philosophy, just drawing on the principles and examples you've learned about so far and some of the ideas I've just mentioned. I'll leave you to continue doing that now, in silence, in your own time.